Hey, somebody already blew the thingy. What's poppin', people? It's Dante getting my morning started here in the Centennial Arboretum. Welcome to the vlog. Filming with the GoPro Mini, 1080p, 30 FPS, exported to 1080p and uploaded to youtube.com/streetphotography. Don't forget to subscribe to the YouTube channel. It's really important that we get these numbers up. Speaking of numbers, how do we enter a frenzy? How do we enter a street photography frenzy? And why does this matter to me? You know, I think of my process very sporadically, frenzy. You know, I'm in a freaking frenzy all day. you know what I mean? Like, when I'm on the bus and I'm standing there in the hallway waiting to come to work, I basically am in a frenzy photographing anything I can see out the window, photographing out the window of the mirror, you know, trying to get reflection shots, photographing the sunrise, the skyline, you know, my hand, myself. You know, I'm like, can I get unleashed? And now here we are, the open world, the road to nowhere, the unknown. And, you know, I think this is where I like to be, just in a constant flow state of ecstasy as a photographer, where I enjoy the sensual pleasures of just being outside, you know, enjoying the feeling of the air on my skin, you know, wearing short sleeve shirt, you know, taking off my shirt if it's really sunny out. It's starting to get nice out. It's gonna happen. You know, enjoying a fresh cup of water. You know, enjoying the sounds of the birds, the chatter of the people on the street, you know, enjoying the feeling of on the ground. You know, when you wear barefoot shoes, these are the Vivo barefoot shoes. I wear these during work hours, and then I wear the Vibram 5 Finger after work, and it's just phenomenal. You can feel the earth. Like, I can actually feel the sensation on the ground. And what's funny is there's something about the sensual pleasures of life itself and the sort of feeling of walking on the ground and then like feeling the difference between, you know, the concrete, the asphalt, to then the grass, and you can feel all the uneven surfaces. And I think there's something about that that triggers me and enters this like flow state, this frenzy, this chaotic spirit of play with my photography, in a way where, you know, just feeling the earth on my ground is enough to trigger me to like want to drop low or like slow down or see what's around and make a photo. I think the looser you are, the better your photographs will be. I think we become too rigid and structured with our discipline and our practice of making photographs, where we have a set schedule, we have a set limit of time to photograph, a route to follow. And while these things, I believe, are great and can improve your photography, I believe while maintaining discipline and consistency in a frenzy, erratic state, is much more interesting, where everything around you becomes infinitely fascinating and photographable when you have a camera in hand. And so when you go out there into the world, try to tap into that inner dragon within and unleash it onto the streets. You know, try to tap into that inner curiosity, that inner child within you that just wants to scream, to shout, to climb, to pout, you know, and go out and explore the world without any preconceived ideas of what life is or what it could be, and enter this very spontaneous, sporadic frenzy on the street. You know, this to me is so fun, just not taking life so seriously and just enjoying the very simple pleasures in life, I believe, really put me in this frenzy. You know, when you're very much like stripped down and, you know, you cancel out all the noise, all the distractions, you don't use your phone or whatever, you know, you just stay focused in the present moment. You know, this to me is the power of photography, is it allows you to stay laser focused. Everything is just so phenomenal. Like, I'm watching my breath right now come in and out. It's not even cold, but I can see my breath. And maybe it's because of the sunrise and it's, you know, coming into my eyes. And, you know, when I look beyond the horizon there, I can see the glow of the light casted upon the ground and the way the light sort of emanates through the translucent leaves. And I can see through them and see the veins of them, and looking up at the trees and the tall looming branches that come from them. And everything around me is just, wow, you know, I see the spider web here. I'm sure the GoPro doesn't pick that up, but I think that's what's interesting as well, is sometimes your vision with your two eyes, you know, will allow you to spot things, you know, like I can see the way the light is casted in between these trees, But then when you approach it with your camera and you analyze it very intensely and really dissect things through making photographs of it, you see a lot more. You know, I think that in order to learn, to grow, to see, one must photograph. You know, the more that you photograph, the more curious you become, and the closer you get to these small, mundane, everyday moments and things that maybe you would otherwise just pass by, because sometimes these things become invisible to the naked eye. But when you use the macro feature on your camera, it actually enhances your vision, as you can now get extremely close to these small, fleeting moments and details, like these petals here from the trees up above that fell upon this beautiful, worn and torn table. You know, the cherry blossoms have now fallen and withered away. As you can see here, they're starting to fall. And yeah, I think after all, the moral of this little vlog and story is to stop taking yourself so seriously and embrace that sort of inner frenzy within you that I think we all can tap into. I think it also comes through vitality, through being physically strong, from getting good sleep to eating good meat to then waking up on repeat with energy. You can then enter this flow state of finding yourself infinitely curious in an ecstatic frenzy through photography. And maybe you get what I'm saying, maybe you don't, it's all good. I think it's kind of fun to just vlog my thoughts, because these are the thoughts that I had this morning and I just wanted to share, because yeah, ultimately I just want to share things that I think help me and maybe one other person. I'm just going through my journey and finding these little details and these little thoughts to be empowering and something that maybe you too can find inspiration in. It's kind of funny, like life is just so, it's just not serious. It's just not serious. I think you gotta stop taking it so seriously in order to enter this frenzy and this sort of spirit, you know, I think that carries through you on the streets is ultimately what then reflects back in the results of the photographs. And that's why I think this topic is important, because I don't believe that photography has anything to do with photography, but photography has everything to do with the way in which you engage with humanity out there in the open world. You know, how do you feel about your everyday life? Are you joyous? Are you sad? Are you mad? Are you glad? You know, these feelings that we have within us, I believe, display themselves in the photographs we make. And so the more joyous, the more curious, the more you enter a flow state in an ecstatic frenzy where all of the ups, the downs, and the complexities fuel you out there into the world, I believe you then increase your lust for life. And then through increasing your lust for life, you can then improve your photography. And this is what I personally believe. These are my thoughts. This is my idea about how to sort of treat your everyday life as a photographer. Wow, this bench and the beautiful sun, the sunrise is so beautiful. Yeah. Ricoh GR3. High contrast black and white, small JPEG photography is the future. I'm in the future, baby. Ooh, the sun, so warm. Let's go, spring is here, baby. Yes. Oh, and just drink a lot of coffee in the morning, and then yeah, maybe we can treat that as our only creative stimulant sort of drug that we use to get us to that state of frenzy. No drugs, no alcohol, just coffee and sun. Coffee, sun, meat, water, and do some deadlifting before you start your day. And then you can enter the frenzy state. That's what I do. Like, if I just get all my weightlifting in and then I go out, it's like, you just feel so good. Pro tips with Dante.